Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about flipping the conflict switch. One of the fascinating things about the season we're living in right now is this phrase that I've seen on social media and I hear in the headlines and see on the news, and it's this phrase that says something like this: let the science speak for itself. Let the data tell the story. Well, that sounds great, and I've even said that in certain circles, but the problem isn't necessarily the science or the data. The trouble is that the science or the data has to be interpreted by someone. Somebody has to filter it and say, here's what this means. And that's been vastly different depending on who you're listening to. Well, in some ways, that's a little bit of a picture of the way conflict is in our life. It's not very dissimilar to the way that we navigate through life. Think about relational conflict for a second. When we're making our case, we think we're typically arguing over ideas or science. We think the idea is clear, and if we make it perfectly clear, then it must make perfect sense to the other person. And so we get frustrated. We get angry when they see it differently. The problem is that those ideas that seem so clear to us get interpreted differently by someone else. And so when we're in conflict, we're rarely actually arguing over the idea itself. We're actually arguing over the emotion that's attached to it. That's the real reason we argue. When there's conflict, someone's feelings and emotion, they're hurt. Somebody felt abused. Somebody felt misunderstood. Somebody felt slighted. Those are all emotions. And if we're not careful, we'll dismiss the emotional side of conflict, but they're very real. They're present in the middle of conflict. I'm guessing you've heard the phrase before, hurt people hurt people. And I think there's a lot of truth to it. The more people are hurting, the more they end up lashing out on everybody else. And so chances are you know somebody that falls into that category. You know somebody that lashes out at others, and it probably, if you're to dig into it, comes from a place of pain. And so the question is, how do you diffuse that situation? You could certainly lash back, but I'm not sure that's what Jesus would have us do. If you want to diffuse the situation, if you want to connect with the other person, here's the switch that we've got to flip. We've got to start with their needs first. Not ours, not what's in it for me, but to flip the switch and put them first. In other words, to ask the question, what are their needs? Why do they hurt? What are their interests? What is it that they care about? See, that's what you do when you care about connecting with other people. If you want to have a good conversation with somebody, you start with them. If somebody wants to be a good salesman, they start with the needs of the person they're trying to sell to. And if we're trying to be a follower of the example of Jesus, that's what we need to do as well, to start with their needs, with their hurt, and their interest. Remember what Philippians 2 says? Verses 4 and 5 says, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. See, this is why I call it the switch. The more natural thing to do is to dig in our heels and try to prove our point. But that typically doesn't go well, does it? But when we can flip the conflict switch, instead of focusing on proving we're right, we can focus on making the situation right. And that starts with connecting with the other person. There's an old proverb that says this. It says, seek to understand before seeking to be understood. That's so true. Let me say that one more time. Seek to understand before seeking to be understood. See, when you're focused on the other person's needs, not your own, you'll be able to get a better understanding of the situation, and then you'll know how to move best forward in resolving the conflict. Look, conflict is inevitable. It's going to happen. But the good news is, it doesn't always have to be ugly. And so the next time it pops up, the next time you find some friction in a relationship, I want to encourage you to give this verse a try. Flip the switch, put somebody else first, and then ask Jesus, how would you like me to proceed? Man, I hope this will help you as you navigate the friction in your life. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.